Good evening, listeners, and welcome to the MacCorp Daily Podcast for Wednesday, the 12th of August, 2020. And this is for all the ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher. And this is an information podcast only. Please read our disclaimer on our podcast page. All right, let's start. It wasn't a very good day, obviously, on the ASX resource market. So let's reflect the stats today to show that. There were 526 ASX resource stocks traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher. That's down slightly from 531 yesterday. Volume is up slightly to just over 2.1 billion, and that's up from 1.88 billion yesterday. Therefore, the average volume is up to just over 4 million. And that's up from 3.5 million average yesterday. As far as the average percentage gain loss for today, again, it's in a negative for the second day running, and it's dropped significantly to minus 2.79% average loss, and that's a sharp loss from minus average yesterday, minus 0.61%. So a huge drop there on the average losses for the 526 stocks traded today. As far as the breakdown of the 526 ASX resource stocks that traded today, there were 90 that had gains, so that's extremely low. We like that at least around a 200 plus or thereabouts, so that's down significantly today. Again, that's at 90. With gains, and that's down significantly from 134 yesterday and down from 254 the day prior. So some concerning signs to watch there. There were 86 with no gain. That's down from 134 yesterday. And this is the huge stat, along with a couple of others, but there were 350 ASX resource stocks today that had a loss, and that's up significantly from 263 yesterday and 186 the day prior. So yeah, huge day for losses there in the ASX resource sector. So let's look at the positive for today, and we'll talk about the top five best performing ASX resource stocks today, and they were Stone Resources Australia, ASX code SHK, and it had a percentage gain of 200% today. At number two, we have Global Oil and Gas Limited, ASX code GLV, and it had a percentage gain of 45.45% today. At number three, we have Prominence Energy, ASX code PRM. It had a percentage gain of 42.86% today. At number four, we have Tigers Realm Coal Limited, ASX code TIG. It had a percentage gain of 37.5% today. And rounding off at number five is MacArthur Minerals Limited, ASX code MIO. And it had a percentage gain of 20% today. So congrats to all holders of the top five best performing ASX resource stocks today. There was some positive gains and activity in those top five stocks. Let's discuss the commodities today. And obviously, reflecting the top five, oil and gas did extremely well today. And of the 90 gains today, close to 25% of those gains were oil and gas stocks. So oil and gas did really well today. As did coal, so energy stocks look to do well today, and gold still did well, but obviously not as well as it's been performing. As far as the highest traded stock today, it was Global Oil and Gas Limited, ASX code GLV, and 33.40% of the company was traded today. And as far as project locations, there was no standout project location today. Let's look at the last 12 months of spend of staff admin percentage spend versus project spend for the last 12 months, and this just reflects the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today. So over the last 12 months of money available, 56% on average has been spent on staff admin, leaving 44% spent on projects over the last 12 months. And that only reflects the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks for today. Let's look at the ERP statistics. There are 141 ASX resource stocks that traded today that use an ERP software solution. That's down slightly from 147 yesterday. The average percentage gain loss, again, was at a loss today. It was a minus 2.86%, and that's down significantly from minus 1.47% yesterday. Volume is up sharply to 682 million for the day, and that's up significantly from 521 million yesterday. Of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks for today, two of them are using an ERP software solution. So let's finish today's podcast off with an overview of the best performing ASX resource stock for today, which was Stone Resources Australia, ASX code SHK. And we'll start with their projects. They have another number of projects throughout Western Australia in gold, predominantly mainly in exploration, but they do have an advanced project also that's in care and maintenance at the moment. As far as their spend on projects over the last 12 months, they've spent just over $530,000 on projects and just over $630,000 on staff admin. That equates to, over the last 12 months, 54% of money available being spent on staff admin, leaving 46% over the last 12 months spent on projects. As far as money in the bank, excluding any recent or up-and-coming capital raise, they have under $100,000 in the bank. As far as their market cap, their market cap is sitting around $10 million. As far as their total number of shares, there are 836 plus million on offer. Their share price closed at 1.2 cents today, and it started the year at 001, so more than a 10 bagger there. So congrats to all shareholders of SHK. We'll now look at the shareholding of the directors and the top 20. And that's currently sitting at a very high, just over 79%. So a very strong holding there with the directors and top 20. So that now concludes our overview of the best performing ASX resource stock for today, which was Stone Resources Australia Limited, ASX code SHK. And again, congrats to all holders of that stock, being the number one best performing stock for today in the ASX resource sector. That now concludes our podcast for today. We hope you've gained some insight into the market with the ASX resource sector. If there's anything you'd like us to discuss in our podcast, please email Steve at macorp.net.au. And thanks again for listening, and good evening. Good night.